Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know, people have asked me, Cole, and by people I mean like high-ranking people, NASA officials, college football CEOs, etc., have asked me, what is my method for picking my Carolina's top 10? And the truth is, my method is that there is no method. that I just kind of go how I feel, yeah. You know? It's a little bit of resume mixed with a little bit of who would I not want to play, mixed with a little who do I think would win in head-to-head matchups. But here we go. We do it every single week, Cole. Our Carolina's top 10, and this fits so perfectly because there are exactly 10 FBS playing schools in the Carolinas. It'd be awkward to call it the Carolina's top 11. That's just not fun.
You ready?
That's just not fun to say.
You ready? There you go.
Here we go. Did you make that?
No, I just clicked two buttons real quick.
Oh,
I already had them on
gosh.
Here's one more. Oh, that was the wrong one. Let me try again.
What, are we dropping boulders on coyotes here?
There we go.
Oh, my
How's that?
God.
I'm just here clicking buttons on the cart wall to make intros on the fly. That's how we do things.
I love it. By the way, Tolos, coming up at 5:40, we'll unveil the newest Wire-to-Wire Upset Picks Challenge rankings. You just threw me off with all those sound effects.
I'm sorry.
I'm not used to all this.
I apologize.
So here we go, man. 10 FBS playing schools in the Carolinas. I have Clemson, Cole, making a big jump this week. Before we get to that spot, we have to go through the dregs, right? We have to put on our wading boots.
Start at the bottom.
And we have to go out there in the muck. Now, you're a deer hunter, Cole. What do you do if the deer that you take wanders into a big muddy hole?
Yeah.
Do you just go in after it?
You got to. I've had that happen.
Yeah.
That happen many times.
Well, that's where we are.
You got to get dirty, man.
That's where we are with the now 1-5 Charlotte 49ers.
Oh.
Not a surprise that Charlotte stays in the number 10 spot.
Can they fall off the list completely?
I mean, truth be told, and every time we bring this up, somebody says, well, what about PC? This is an FBS list, okay? PC would beat Charlotte. They would beat Charlotte tomorrow.
I think they would beat
Charlotte. Western Carolina would trounce Charlotte if they played. And we'll talk about that Western Carolina Furman game on Thursday when we talk to Clay Hendricks, head football coach of the Furman Paladins. But Charlotte at 10, North Carolina stays at number 9, Cole, because, well, North Carolina just can't get out of its own way. They just keep looking bad on and off the field every single week. So even though they didn't play this week, they still look terrible. I got number 8, Still, the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, Coastal, they got even with a 23-8 win on the road at ULM. Any road win in conference is good, but some are better than others, and ULM is not one of those.
So you've got, to recap real quick, Charlotte at the bottom.
Yeah.
North Carolina and then Coastal.
Correct.
Those are three bad football teams.
Yeah, they're three bad football teams.
Can we trade those, ship those off to another state? I mean, this is embarrassing.
You want to draw that line of demarcation between 7 and 8 because anybody below that is not playing good football right now.
No.
We're going to find out about Coastal this week as they go on the road at App State, who are at 4-2, but I haven't moved App State up my list at all. I've got App State still at number 7. They're playing better football these days, but they're still not like, they don't look crisp,
they
right?
They
don't
Saturday.
Look like a good football team.
Yeah, played good Saturday. They got a good win.
But they got a 41-20 win on the road at Georgia State. Georgia State, also one of the worst football teams in college football.
They are. Do you feel like App State with the two losses on the season, the Southern Miss and Boise State?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, and tell me if I'm wrong here. Do you feel like you still really don't know how good this App State team is?
I don't
have
a clue.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue about them. Now, yeah. Boise State, really good team. I think I took their loss at USF for granted early in the season. I thought, oh, okay, Boise State is down this year and App State has a chance to beat them. No, we were completely outclassed by Boise State in Boise. And so that's why I think App State not really a good football team yet. They haven't proven it against a good football
team.
Now,
you might look like a good football team Saturday.
Maybe. I don't know.
You should,
I don't know, though. Coastal's 3-3. They're not awful.
That's a big one.
They're not
awful. It's at home in Boone, right?
Yep, that's right.
And then here's the deal, though. You'll find out because two of the next three after that, you're on the road at Old Dominion. You're on the road at JMU.
Yeah.
That's a tough stretch to end the season right there.
Yeah, and then Georgia Southern, a rivalry middle, game to finish
in the
things
middle,
off.
Yeah, that's true.
Number 6 on my list, Cole, I have the NC State Wolfpack. By God, how far has NC State fallen? Excuse me, number 6. How far has NC State fallen off? Are they going over that cliff before our very eyes, losers of their last three Power 4 competition games?
They're pretty bad. They're pretty bad. I didn't know if Dave Doran's team would be this bad this quick, but when you talk about having them on this list with toward the bottom, Coastal Carolinas, App State, I don't know. I think App State versus NC State would be a pretty good game right now.
Maybe.
Don't you feel like App State would have a chance?
I think they might, and if they played today and App State beat NC State, they might fire Dave Doran for it.
Yeah, I think we're to the point now where we have parked in the parking spot of NC State really doesn't have any expectations.
Yeah.
Because they've become irrelevant.
They're up, they're down, yeah. They're good for a couple weeks, and then they fall off towards the back half of the season.
And they're thanking God now for Bill Belichick. That's what they're doing.
Right. At least we're not the biggest dumpster fire in the state.
Yep.
Number 5 on my list, Cole, I have the East Carolina Pirates. Even though East Carolina is a 500 football club right now, they acquitted themselves well on the road at Tulane. They were the underdogs, and they were tied late in the fourth quarter. I mean, what else do you want when you're the underdog? That's what you were expected to do. Now, they didn't have the defense down the stretch to stop Tulane. They imposed their will. They did what they wanted to do, and they marched right down and scored the game-winning score. But East Carolina still, I think, a pretty good football team. And Caton, I'm losing his last name, Halton, I think, still a really good quarterback, and I wouldn't want to have to face him and game plan against him. Number 4 on my list.
So, real quick, so I can refresh myself, stop at 5 just for a second. Yeah. You've got UNC Charlotte 10.
Yep.
Who was 8-9?
I've got UNC at 9, Coastal at 8.
Okay.
I think Coastal would beat North Carolina if they played right now.
Yeah, and then
App State 7. NC State 6. East Carolina 5. Get to the number 4 spot, falling from number 2. I've got South Carolina at the number 4 spot. I mean, they're firing coaches midseason.
They are.
And they're not crushing it on the defensive side of the ball to hide some of the deficiencies offensively, and they're not playing well enough offensively to hide the defensive deficiencies. Now, defense is farther along, but when you can't score, you're basically betting for pick sixes, fumble recoveries in enemy territory, and punt returns.
Yeah.
And you can't win a lot of games that way.
Yeah, I don't hate it. It's unfortunate, but the moral of this story is the more I hear this list, it's like, goodness gracious, it's a down year for the Carolinas.
Okay.
It's not good.
Madcraft says, Diesel, when can I give you my research assignment? Madcraft, you know the phone number. Call into the show.
Yeah, we've got time in this segment, Madcraft.
Number three on my list, Cole. I've got Wake Forest moving up from 6 to 3 because Wake Forest got Oregon State's coach fired. They bucked that trend. They laughed in the face of the notion that you can't fly all the way across the country and win big, but they did it. They beat the living tar out of Oregon State, who are awful. They are awful this year. But still, credit for playing well on the road. And very quietly, Robbie Ashford has turned that Wake Forest team's season around. How about that, man?
Yeah, and you know what? They scored 50-something points. I mean, they scored a lot of points.
Big points.
They looked good. Yep. Again, it was against a very bad team, right?
Yeah.
To your point. But
they've gone from losing small early to winning small midway through the season so far to winning big against Power Four competition. There's still Power Four recruits on that Oregon State team. So I got Wake Forest moving up to the number three spot. Wake Forest, better football team right now than South Carolina. I've got Clemson as my number two team in the Carolinas, and that means Duke is number one. Clemson seems to have turned that corner. You know, they've washed off that stink from the disastrous start, but, you know, it's hard to argue that they aren't playing great ball right now. The question is now, how banged up is Cade Klubnik?
Man. That's interesting. So Duke won, and Duke has a good quarterback as well.
They have clobbered the last three teams they played. Duke playing really good. The defense, a little suspect. They're kind of up and down, but they can flat out score.
Let's see here. Let's look at the 2025 Blue Devils. They're 4-2.
Yep.
Losses to Illinois, good Illinois team,
yep,
and Tulane. I don't know if that's the best loss in New Orleans.
No, it's not.
But so you're talking about wins over Elon.
But Clemson lost back-to-back to Georgia Tech and Syracuse.
It's true. So you're comparing two teams that didn't have a great start. Clemson started, 1-3? Duke started 1-2. And now Duke's rolled off three straight. Again, NC State scored 45. At Syracuse, again, a Syracuse team that's without Steve Angeli. A lot different of a team than Clemson played, right? And at Cal, where they made Cal look pretty bad, 45-21. I here's the deal. I don't have a ton of pushback. Duke was off last Saturday, so we don't have a recent sample size.
If they had to play right now,
Clemson and Duke?
Who wins? I mean, assuming Cade is healthy. Let's not put that caveat to it. If Cade is healthy,
right,
he's
got
to play four quarters, which he hasn't had to do in the last 2 weeks.
I think Clemson wins a close one.
Really?
If they played right now.
Neutral site game.
Yeah. Duke could say, we got them on Labor Day a couple of years ago, right, in the season opener. I think right now if they played today, Clemson would win. I don't think it would be a blowout. But what I was going to say is, Diesel, to your point about Duke, we're going to find out. We're going to find out because they were off last Saturday. Mm-hmm. Here's a weird schedule. I don't know that I've seen this before. They play Georgia Tech this Saturday at home in Durham. Then they're off again, and then they play at Clemson.
They get two byes in 3 weeks?
Right.
God.
At Cal, bye week last Saturday.
Well, you can clearly tell whose schedule was made last in the scheduling office.
I mean, isn't that weird?
They just got the remainders, and they had to take what they could take.
I don't know that I've seen that. So you're talking about a bye Georgia Tech, a bye Clemson, and then to finish the season, they're at UConn. They host Virginia, they're at North Carolina, and they host Wake Forest.
That might be the best setup possible for them. They get a bye before Georgia Tech and Clemson. That's wild. Tolos, what say you? Between Duke and Clemson, those are easily the two best teams in the Carolinas right now. Who would win on a neutral field? 844-FAN-PHONE.
We go to the phone lines. Madcraft wants to weigh in at 844-326-3663, as you just mentioned there. Madcraft, I don't know if he wants to comment on your list or if he wants to something about research. What are we doing here, Madcraft?
Yeah, I got my research assignment. Wanted to turn it in for an easy A.
Oh, did you give him a research
assignment? I did. We were talking about injuries. He keeps droning on and off on about injuries at MetLife Stadium.
Oh.
And then we were talking about Tottenham Hotspur that has an artificial field that they roll out especially for NFL games.
I forgot about that.
Talking about injuries on those fields. What have you discovered, Madcraft?
Well, I've discovered that the players hate that field.
Who cares what the players like?
Well, the Players Association definitely made a big draw for it a couple of years ago. And they actually asked the NFL to make all conversions. 17 teams out of 32 have artificial turfs. And the NFL Players Association begged the NFL to make a conversion to all grass. And the NFL released their study from 2012 to 2022 and estimated that roughly 15 to 20% of all season-ending lower body injuries occurred on turf, not grass. So as far as Tottenham goes, they do have a special turf designed specifically for NFL. So it actually has a lower injury rating than MetLife, but it's because the turf is rarely used.
Wow.
So it's not as worn as MetLife, which has two teams and is basically running year-long if you include soccer on the same turf. Right, so it's being worn down a lot. After 2023, the Buffalo Bills had what they called a, quote, wave of injuries. Von Miller went down with a knee injury, multiple knees aggravated, multiple hamstring, leg, ankle injuries. They determined that synthetics result in AC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
ACL spikes and ankle spikes, ankle twist spikes, unrelated to contact. It's just to the turf itself. After 2023, Tottenham redesigned their turf and went to a softer than synthetic that's closer to AT&T Stadium, and NFL approved and regulated it, but the players still complained and said, we got to get rid of it. So that's my information.
Wow.
I hope I got an A.
Hold on, Madcraft. Hold on. Don't hang up.
Yeah.
Two questions. One statement, one question. Number one, I'm impressed. I don't know about Diesel. I give you an A+ on that.
Good.
That was well researched. Dewey said it's just a list of excuses, but I think it's a good little I think you did a good job there. Can you be our researcher on our show? Can you come in for free and work and be our researcher?
Absolutely. If you get me in that room, get me a chair.
We can give you a chair.
Yeah, we got those.
We can't give any money, but we can give you a chair.
And we can't promise you that the chair is safe.
I don't need no money. How about just a mic? What about a mic?
The Tolos might not want to hear you a lot. We might. What if we did Madcraft the researcher? And maybe there's a segment. We'll see. How do you react to Diesel's Carolina's top 10 list?
I actually really like it. I don't have any problems with it.
You're seeing it on the stream, by the way, if you're still watching.
I still think PC. I still think PC's the best football team in the Carolinas.
You think they'd beat Clemson today, Madcraft?
Dude, they might.
No, they wouldn't. Come on.
Hey, are you kidding me? Guys, I'm gonna get off here.
See you, man.
Thanks, Madcraft.
So, if you're watching the stream, Diesel's Carolina top 10. Shout out to ChatGPT for that. I don't know how we rank that graphic that ChatGPT.
I think it's the fact that they doubled up the outlines of the Carolinas,
and they put they did double.
It's a little wonky.
It's wonky. You just never know with ChatGPT. Like sometimes it's good, sometimes it's like.
I really hope that. You know, like anytime you have ChatGPT generate AI images, it's always wonky, especially if, you know, you're having it include any words in there. Yeah. There's always clear visual evidence that AI is generated here. I wonder if that's built into the system, right? Like to say like, hey, if you're going to use the cheap, free, available AI, it's written into the code that it should be clear and obvious to anybody with half a brain that this is AI.
I don't know that it is. Here's what I would say to that, Diesel. I think it's so smart, but so dumb in the sense of you have to tell it every, like when I gave it that list, right? I said Diesel's Carolina's top 10 and list the 10 teams. And I said throw in a outline of the two states. That's all I said. I think like I've used ChatGPT a lot. I think you have to be super specific and say,
yeah,
this is exactly how I want it to look. I don't want it to look like that because that looks weird.
At that point, it's quicker just to learn how to make the graphic and just make it the right way.
I've went down that road. I was on this kick where I was trying to get ChatGPT to make graphics, and I do a player of the week graphic, and it's just easier. I mean, it really is. It's ridiculous. Yeah. You can't. But there it is one more time. The Diesel's and also Diesel's Carolina's top 10. I don't know if the two apostrophe S's should be there.
Kind of messed it up. And like I hope, because there's a lot of people out there, Cole, that can't recognize AI. Like they don't see the shiny faces of the people and say, that's weird. Or why does that person have six or seven fingers? Like I wish we lived in a world where people would reject AI images, AI video, AI content, AI music, but there's a lot of people out there that just don't care. They're too gullible.
You're
right.
They're too gullible. They really are. Dewey wants to weigh in at 844-326-3663. Speaking of gullible, Texter also says the computer spits out whatever you type in, can't read your mind. Dewey, what do you have to say on this Tolo Tuesday?
Yes. ChatGPT and ABCDEFG and AI, they're all fake, and they're going to take over the world and put everyone out of jobs if y'all keep believing in it. Madcraft got all his information from Sesame Street and ChatGPT because he didn't know any of that until he turned on ESPN, and the Chargers suck. But anyways, I want to comment on Dave Roberts real quick. They need to go ahead and lose the NLCS so the Dodgers can fire Dave Rogers and the Braves can hire him. Boom.
Dave Rogers. Who is Dave Rogers,
that's,
Dewey?
That's how we know Dewey's not AI, because he's getting it wrong.
Dewey, who is Dave Rogers?
Dave Roberts.
Who? Oh.
Mr. Dave Roberts or Rogers, whatever his name is.
Real quick, Dewey, just for funsies, stay on the line for a second. Since you are dissing on ChatGPT, Diesel, I literally, while Dewey was talking, I said, hey, we have a listener on our radio show named Dewey. He's funny, but not funny. He's a Braves fan and a Gamecocks fan. Can you roast him? Dewey, would you like to hear ChatGPT's roast of you?
Yes. Okay. Then I'll attack.
All right. Here we go. It says, our guy Dewey's on the line, Braves fan, Gamecocks fan, and the human embodiment of a rain delay. This man gets more excited about a sack bunt than a home run and thinks Spencer Rattler still plays in Columbia. Dewey's the only guy who sets his fantasy lineup on paper with a pencil and still gets beat by autodraft. The Braves' bullpen collapses. Gamecocks' defense gives up 500 yards. Dewey just shrugs and says, we'll get them next year. Buddy, you've been saying that since dial-up internet. Not a bad roast there, Dewey. What do you think?
He's a bunch of crap.
Boom roasted.
Well, I use crayons.
Oh,
and
sorry.
And you mean you eat crayons.
I don't. Well, I do that too, but I use crayons, and the other stuff's a bunch of crap. I don't like sack bunts. I think it should be outlawed from baseball.
God. Dewey, you're the best. Thanks, as always. One more, as this has turned into an open mic segment, I guess, because anytime Dewey calls his brother, his co-part, Tom in Somerville, seems to follow him up lately. Tom, I promise I didn't mean that in a harsh way. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm good. You know, ChatGPT, as Dewey calls it, is good for certain things. But I've been experimenting with it a lot lately. You do have to be very, very specific as to what you want. And if you are, you'll get it. But I have to use it a lot to translate with the Hispanic community. And it does a very good job of translating. I will say that.
How do you?
If you got an iPhone, it'll do that in real time, Tom. You don't have to use ChatGPT for that.
How do you use that?
Well, it's more so via text okay. exchanges. You just copy the text, you put it in there, you say translate this to Spanish, and it translates.
Don't they have good? Right, don't they have translating apps out there?
Well, they do, but apparently some smart man figured it out. That with ChatGPT, it conjugates the verbs the right way, and Lord Almighty knows I ain't gonna know what conjugate even means, and I ain't smart enough to figure that out.
Tom, so the real question is, why are you having daily exchanges with Hispanics?
You know, it's a part of the business. It's a part of the business.
You know, I'm interested to see what Tom does for a living.
You talk to a lot of people. You talk to a lot of people, or text with a lot of people. But that's a part of it.
Now I want to know what the Tolos think Diesel Tom's occupation is. If he's
it ain't nothing illegal. Oh. Okay, it ain't nothing illegal.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Dishwasher. I'm gonna say dishwasher.
More money if it was, but the thing I wanted to ask you guys real quick.
Yeah.
How many points do you think it's going to take to beat Oklahoma? Because the more and more I look at this game, both offenses, you know, you could go find 11 kids at the playground and probably score more points on somebody than these two offenses can generate. But is 20 points going to win this game on Saturday, realistically? Because
No.
I think we're in for a defensive battle on Saturday.
I don't think 20 does.
20 defensive battle, or is it like an offensive ineptitude battle?
Well, that's probably it.
Put it
Diesel.
On the punter's yeah. foot, you know?
I don't know. If you told me right now South Carolina scores 20 points against John Mateer, don't you think John Mateer scores 21 at least?
Well, that's the thing. And I know Carolina's defense ain't Texas, but he did not look good last week. And I don't know if it was just them rushing him back into it or what, but his accuracy wasn't there. He just did not look like the same quarterback.
Yeah, it might take him a couple of weeks to figure it out, get his hand back. You know, his grip strength might be a little bit off. That might be the thing that helps South Carolina. If these defensive linemen can get their hands up and tip some balls up in the air, you might see a couple of takeaways going the other direction. I think that's what's going to take for South Carolina to beat them, right? I mean, they can't score enough just running their base offense to beat, well, really anybody in the SEC. I think offensively they're probably good enough for 17 to 21 points a game max. And if you're playing a team with an offensive pulse, then you've got to get a pick six or a fumble recovery or a special team score.
Tom, before we let you go, what'd you think about Dave Roberts last night since you're a baseball fan?
Well, I was more keen to the football games last night, but I watched more of the Seattle game. I don't know if Dave Roberts said anything or did anything, but all I know is he's got a good baseball team. He's a good coach, and if he's tired of California, he can come down and coach the Atlanta Braves anytime he wants to.
I like
appreciate
it.
Appreciate you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. Open invitation to Dave Roberts. Picking Guitar on YouTube says, I don't care what Tom does for a living, but I want to cook out with him and gripe about our Gamecocks. I think it would be some creative banter. It probably would. Appreciate you Tom for calling in from Somerville. Diesel, let's continue the conversation. I have a fun game in the very next segment. It might be more rapid fire style with the short segment coming up, but Tolos are invited to play along as well. A game, college football game, titled How Good Is. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.